Every drug in the pharmacy has to go through clinical trials before it is approved for use in the United States. But how do clinical trials work? Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, hosts of WRVO's health and wellness show Take Care, recently spoke with Dr. Lindsay McNair, a leading pharmaceutical physician and researcher, about who participates in these trials and why.
Clinical trials play a huge role in whether or not a new drug gets approved in the United States. Would you describe the process for us?
In phase one of clinical research, the drug is tested for the first time in a small number of volunteers to primarily look at the safety of the drug and figure out what is expected to be the target range for the dosage. In phase two of testing, the drug is tested in a larger number of volunteers. And in addition to getting more data about safety and trying to focus the dose and dose regimen even more, it's also looked at for efficacy in those studies. So those tests are usually done in people who actually have the disease or the condition that the drug is intended to treat or to improve. Phase three of drug development is done in the largest number of subjects. And those studies are really done primarily to get good data on the efficacy of the drug, often compared to the available current therapies, if there are any, and also to get more information on the safety. And then the combination of the data that came from all of those studies is used to determine whether or not it should be approved for people to be able to use.
I would imagine that the process is not inexpensive. So who funds these studies?
Well, the funding can come from a lot of sources. It can come from the person who owns the drug that's being tested, and sometimes that's the pharmaceutical company. Sometimes it's a hospital or medical center. Sometimes it's even the doctor who invented the drug themselves. The funding can also come from organizations like the National Institute of Health or the National Cancer Institute, which give grants to support clinical trials for new drug development as well. And then there are a number of private organizations like advocacy groups that can also help support clinical trial work.
Well, I'm curious to get a little information about why people would choose to participate in a clinical trial and what's required of them.
A lot of people participate in these trials because they want the information that they can contribute to help people in the future. A lot of people who have illnesses or conditions that are not being adequately treated by the medications that are available to them participate in clinical trials because they hope that the new drug might give them some relief that their current therapies didn't. And then for some clinical trials, especially the first clinical trials, the phase one trials, that are done in a small number of people, those are often done in people who are actually healthy volunteers who don't have the disease being studied. And some of those people participate in studies because they get compensated for their time.
If you did have a disease that was being studied and you were offered a clinical trial, do you ever have to worry that maybe you're going to get a placebo?
There are very strict ethical guidelines for when a placebo is acceptable to use. And those include situations like where there is no available effective therapy for the drug, or for when a delay in treating the condition will not cause any worsening of the condition or any increased symptoms during the time of the delay while that person is taking the placebo.
That's Dr. Lindsay McNair, a pharmaceutical researcher, speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's health and wellness show, Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.